Female athletes are getting a bigger following these days, but commentator Frank DeFord says they're picking up some bad habits from their male counterparts.
My great favorite, the late Tammy Wynette, used to sing a song, not that song, about a woman who wearies of her husband's gallivanting around and decides to copy his bad habits and get down to his level. With each passing day, I've decided that this should become the anthem for women's athletics. It is entitled, of course, "Your Good Girl's Gonna Go Bad." Oh my, the more success women enjoy in sports, the more they act like men in sports. But let's hear it best from Tammy.
I've heard it said, if you can't beat 'em, join 'em. So if that's the way you've wanted me to be, I'll change if it takes that to make you happy. From now on, you're gonna see a different me.
We sure have. But the only positive thing you can say is that women certainly are fast learners. It took men more than a century to really louse things up in sport, whereas women have caught on to these same tricks virtually overnight. But as Tammy sang,
if you like 'em, paint it up, powder it up, then you ought to be glad, 'cause your good girls are gonna go bad.
Ladies' sports are so dolled up now that tickets were being scalped this last weekend at their basketball finals for four figures. And who would have ever imagined that in 2001, when it came to charges of fixed games, it wouldn't be the XFL, but women's tennis? Suspicions have abounded that when the Williams sisters, Venus and Serena, play each other, their father, Richard, decides who'll win. Richard Williams answers that women's tennis is a sewer of racism. But meanwhile, elsewhere in the Department of Discrimination, the men who coach women's basketball teams charge that the sport is rife with anti-male prejudice, that the women in charge, acting very much like, well, like men have all these centuries, discriminate against the minority, male coaches, denying them jobs, and in the NCAA tournament, pitting all the good male coach teams against each other so that they'd knock each other out and ease the path for a woman coach team. And you thought Machiavelli was a guy. Yes, indeed. From now on, you're going to see a different me. As James Shulman, the co-author of the new book, which examines college athletics, said the other day, women are actually catching down to men. The grades and behavior of young women who play sports in college are mimicking the way male athletes act and don't study. Well, women wanted equality in sports, and now they've got it. Welcome to the club, ladies. Looks like the allure of sports is making you every bit as spoiled and obnoxious as us men.
Because you're good girls gonna go bad.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.